नमस्कार मैं मनोज बीबीसी रेडियो मैं हूं कुलराज और आप सबका बहुत बहुत स्वागत है 1170 AM। और आज हम जिस विषय के बारे में बात करने जा रहे हैं आई थिंक इंटरेस्ट ऑफ पीपल हु आर ट्रैवलिंग दिस ऑन फ्राइडे इवनिंग ऑन बीबीसी 1170 AM एंड आई थिंक यू विल बी रियली वेरी वेरी हैप्पी वेरी वेरी ग्लैड दैट यू ट्यून्ड इन टू बीबीसी 1170 AM टू लिसन टू समबडी वेरी स्पेशल। और उनको मिलाने के लिए मैं अब आपके सामने बुलाने जा रहा हूँ, आपसे मिलाने जा रहा हूँ। आई थिंक एन इंडिविजुअल हु हैज बीन वेरी कमिटेड एंड वेरी डेडिकेटेड एंड ही हैज बीन वर्किंग फॉर मेनी मेनी इयर्स जस्ट वन थिंग कि हमारे माटी की खुशबू जो है वो हमारे बच्चों तक पहुंचे, हमारी जो संस्कृति है, जिस चीजों में हम बिलीव करते हैं, हम कहां से आए हैं, हमारे पूर्वज जो हमारे लिए जो सीख चुके हैं उसको नेक्स्ट लेवल तक कैसे लेके जाना है, तो उसके लिए मैं बुलाना चाहूंगा, आपसे मिलाना चाहूंगा। आप सब ने जानते हैं एज यू नो दैट इन द यूएसए हैज रियली मेड एन इम्पैक्ट ऑन सो मेनी किड्स, सो मेनी यंग किड्स एंड ओवर द इयर्स वी हैव हर्ड देम ऑन द रेडियो, वी हैव सीन यंग किड्स एज यंग एज 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 पीपल कमिंग फ्रॉम यू नो हैदराबाद, कमिंग फ्रॉम यू नो मद्रास, पंजाब, बंगाल, यू नो everybody from all over India, people from all kind of backgrounds, they have been learning Hindi and that is in the USA. मैं चाहूंगा कि एक जोरदार तालियों से अपना स्वागत करना चाहूंगा एंड दिस इज देवेंद्र सिंह जी जिन्होंने हमारे इस दुनिया में एक ऐसी उन्होंने एक छाप लाई है अपनी एंड आई थिंक वी आर सो प्राउड ऑफ यू सर द फाउंडर द चेयरमैन। आई थिंक ही हैज रियली ब्रॉट लॉट ऑफ कल्चरल वैल्यूज टू यू नो USA and this part of the world. Dhanuraj ji, aapka bahut bahut swagat hai BBC Radio. Welcome. Dhanyawad Kulwar ji. Mujhe bahut acha lagta hai aur bahut sabhi aane ja raha hai in the next few days. So Dhanuraj ji, bahut bahut aapka welcome aur swagat. Give us a little overview of Hindi USA jo itne saalon se ye sansthaa chal rahi hai aur ab more than 3000 kids are learning Hindi every day. Uske bare mein thoda sa hamare se jubaan ko bataiye.
जी बिल्कुल, ये संस्था हम लोगों ने लगभग 10 वर्ष पूर्व शुरू की थी और वास्तव में मैंने अपने दो बच्चों से ही शुरू की थी और उनको हिंदी सिखाने के लिए। और अब आपने बोला कि 3000 अब लगभग इस सेशन में करीब 4000 बच्चे हो जाएंगे और ऐसी पाठशालाएं चलती हैं और 250 इसमें हमारी शिक्षिकाएं हैं। आज का जो महत्वपूर्ण जिसलिए हम यहाँ पे आए हैं, मैं थोड़ा सा बताना चाहूंगा कुलराज जी, क्योंकि अभी आपको मालूम है कि अगले ही वीकेंड में हिंदी महोत्सव है, काफी व्यस्त हैं और हम लोगों ने अपनी संस्कृति बचाने के लिए एक भाषा का माध्यम चुना, लेकिन उसी को अगर दूसरे रूप में देखें, अगर हम अपनी संस्कृति को बहुत अच्छी तरह से समझ नहीं पाएंगे तो अपनी संस्कृति को नहीं बचा पाएंगे। हमने देखा है कि ज्यादातर भारतीय हैं बात करने में घबराते हैं, कोई भी अगर कठिन विषय है तो उसको टाल जाएंगे। और मैं चाहूंगा कि आज का जो कार्यक्रम है, जो हमारे बीच में उपस्थित अतिथि हैं डॉक्टर राजीव मल्होत्रा, उन पर फोकस हो और आप अगर मुझे आदेश दें तो उनका मैं संक्षिप्त परिचय दे के फिर ये कार्यक्रम आगे बढ़ाया जाए।
प्लीज जरूर।
एक भाई बहनों, ऐसा शख्स आज एबीसी के स्टूडियो में बैठा है जिसकी जितनी भी प्रशंसा की जाए कम है। सभी लोग आते हैं इस देश में पैसा कमाने के लिए, उसमें कोई बुरी बात नहीं है, लेकिन डॉक्टर राजीव मल्होत्रा जी जब आए थे यहाँ पे वो 20 वर्ष के थे और उन्होंने पीएचडी की फिजिक्स में, उसके बाद उन्होंने काफी कंपनियां जो है कंप्यूटर के क्षेत्र में भी गए और उन्होंने 20-25 साल काफी जम के काम किया, कॉर्पोरेट वाइज इसको बोलते हैं और ऑल्सो विच इज नथिंग रॉन्ग। लेकिन जब वो 44 वर्ष के थे, जो कि प्राइम एज होती है करियर डेवलप करने के लिए, करियर को आगे बढ़ाने के लिए, पैसा कमाने के लिए, तो उन्होंने कहा दिस इज इनफ, आई नीड टू डू समथिंग एल्स। उसके बाद 14 से 16 घंटे रोज काम कर रहे हैं, रिसर्च कर रहे हैं, अपने सिविलाइजेशन के ऊपर और उसको वेस्टर्न सिविलाइजेशन में जो लोग रह रहे हैं उनको समझाने के लिए। तो आज का जो आपका ये संवाद रहेगा कुलराज जी और डॉक्टर राजीव मल्होत्रा के बीच, वो एक उनकी पुस्तक भी अभी आई है बैंक डिफरेंट। मैं अपने व्यक्तिगत लेवल पे ये कहना चाहूंगा कि जितने मैंने पुस्तकें आज तक पढ़ी हैं, और पहले कुछ वर्षों पहले मैं एक हफ्ते में एक पुस्तक पढ़ जाता था, तो मैंने सैकड़ों पुस्तकें पढ़े हैं, लेकिन ये बैंक डिफरेंट जैसी पुस्तक मैंने आज तक नहीं पढ़ी। ये ऐसी पुस्तक है जो कि हमको डीकोलोनाइज, हमारा जो माइंड हो गया है, हम लोग गुलाम रहे अंग्रेजों के और मुसलमानों के, तो यह पुस्तक हर भारतीय को पढ़ना बहुत जरूरी है। और मैं चाहूंगा कि इस छोटे से जो हमने परिचय दिया है, परिचय राजीव मल्होत्रा जी का दिया नहीं जा सकता, लेकिन मैं चाहूंगा ज्यादा समय न लेते हुए और आप लोग संवाद करें, प्रश्न पूछें, ताकि हमारे जो श्रोतागण हैं उनका बहुत लाभ हो।
थैंक यू धर्मेंद्र जी, थैंक यू सो मच, एंड ऑफकोर्स वी आर सो ऑनर्ड टू हैव यू नो a personality like Dr. Rajiv Mehta ji, and I think what you have expressed in few words is, you know, mujhe bhi ab mera bhi dil kar raha hai ki main is kitab ko jaldi jaldi padhu, and let's welcome Rajiv ji, bahut bahut aapka swagat, welcome to EBC 1170 AM. How are you?
Thank you very much for having me. I'm delighted to be here on your show.
You know, it's great honor for our community to have somebody like you who is different and who thinks differently and who has written this amazing book, Being Different.
Well, it's my honor to be here, be interviewed by you, and share my thoughts with our New Jersey and Pennsylvania friends.
You know, let's start with how did this thought occur to you to write this book, Being Different? And I think there are not many people out there who know about us as a race at this time. So I think just give us a little overview.
Well, you know, it's much easier and more comfortable for a lot of people to emphasize how we are same, because they feel a little uncomfortable, a little anxious being different.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people said, Rajiv, write a book on being same. Why are you writing a book on being different? Publisher said, you know, we'll sell more copies if you say being same.
Yeah.
Because everybody wants to, Indians have a complex particularly.
Mm-hmm.
So this is part of the colonial baggage,
mm-hmm.
that the colonizer defined, mm-hmm. what is correct, what is the gold standard, what is universally true,
mm-hmm.
what is the standard of beauty, truth, all that. And so we have to live up to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so after so many generations of being colonized, we are all programmed to evaluate ourselves according to some Western criteria.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a complex of sorts that has been passed on. But you know, you don't find this in Japanese. They are not trying to be like anyone else. They're happy. You don't find this in Chinese. Chinese are very fine being Chinese. You don't find this problem with French. You know, if you try and mix up a French that tell him the same as Englishman, you find it insulting. He said that I'm French and you should understand what that means.
Mm-hmm.
And Russian is very clear about his sense of history and his sense of identity. So if you look at the very successful major civilizations in the world, they have had a very clear sense of who they are, their history, their identity, what philosophically is distinct about them. Whereas in India, this kind of differentiation of who we are has not been emphasized.
Mm-hmm.
And so our people are always ashamed because maybe they don't know the answer, maybe they don't know how to explain what's distinct about us. Pop culture, yes, people will be very proud ki hamara khana alag hai, hum aloo gobhi khate hain, we can eat with our hands, hum bhangra kar sakte hain, like that. But what is there, that pop culture, while it is distinct and we're very proud of it, it is very good, that is also something anyone can do. Anyone can now eat Indian khana and learn Bollywood. But there are certain things about our civilization which are very deep, very mm-hmm. profound, philosophically,
mm-hmm.
in our itihas.
Mm-hmm.
That should not be forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, in the name of secularism, our modern and English education, I'm a product of that, by the way,
mm-hmm.
The emphasis is to lose track of our own old civilization.
Mm-hmm.
And often it is considered negative, it's considered baggage, because there are problems in hand, conflict ho ga, aage badhna chahiye, so we have to forget the past in order to modernize. So India mein ye baat shuru ho gayi hai ki modernization means westernization. But China doesn't agree that modernization means westernization. They are saying we will remain Mandarin, Chinese, we have a Confucian philosophy, and we will be as modern, as scientific, as technological as anyone, maybe even ahead of them. France never said that we have to stop being, proud of our French heritage. Japanese never said we have to leave our Japanese heritage to be modern and technologically savvy. So I don't think there's a contradiction between, really respecting our own civilization and also being very modern. So, isliye, I am emphasizing what is distinct about us, because only after knowing what is distinct about us, we can have a real identity.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't know what is distinct, to then our identity kya rahi?
Absolutely.
Then we are just sort of homeless people wandering around, ki humko koi job derega, hum business mein aage chale jayenge, car le lenge, paisa ho jayega, and so on. But the point is that the differences we have are very important. We should be proud of them. We have made great contributions to the world. We can still make huge contributions in the future. Our Sanskriti is very, very rich. And so the focus of this book is to explain what are some of these profound differences that that are important for us to believe.
Well, basically, this book is for people in India to read, or this book is for a global platform that people all over the world should read about us?
It's a very good question, very good question. And I give, since this book came out about 6 months ago, I've gone twice to India, so I've given about 30 events, major events.
Mm-hmm.
So it's doing very well in India. IITs have called me, Indian Institute of Sciences, Bhabha Atomic Research, Delhi University, various TV interviews. So it has entered Indian intellectual life in a serious way. And the Indian readers realize that we have also sort of lost our soul, if you will, as to who we are in terms of civilization. And this type of work is therefore very necessary. Then there are the people of Indian origin living in U.S. Often ask me, if we are American, so Indian civilization, why should we worry? And isn't there a contradiction? Aren't we all American? Aren't we all same as all American? And I point out that there are Irish American, that's a hyphenated identity. There are Italian Americans, there are Hispanic Americans, there are Jewish Americans, there are Chinese Americans, there are Muslim Americans. So there's people who have brought their cultural heritage and they have hyphenated it with being American. And there's no contradiction. America allows you to be very proud of who you are in terms of your ancestry. And also be a full-fledged American, a productive citizen. There's absolutely no contradiction. So I don't think that people of Indian origin have to worry, are we make, as if it's a binary choice, exclusive choice, Indian rehna hai ya American banna hai. You can be both. You can be very proud of that. So this book, then, for the Indians in the, overseas, it gives them a sense of how to explain who we are. Because one of the experiences I had, I have been in this country for 41 years now. I was 20, now I'm 61.
Wow.
I came. And when Americans and Indians and most audiences tell me, we are Americans to the foreigner. So I tell them, most of you have not lived in America for 41 years, because most of them are younger than that. So I've lived in this country more than you have. I tell the people of this country also. And this is true. I have a lot of experience living in this country. So I found that, when people here are asked about who you are, they're very proud to say, my ancestors came from England, yeah, we're German, or we are Presbyterian, half this and half that, and we are Baptist. Whether it's their religious identity, whether it is their ethnic identity, people are not ashamed of it. And I think Indians also need to understand, be able to go deeper than just a superficial explanation of your Indians and so on. Being able to answer questions, because Americans are very fond of probing and asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
And when the question becomes a little embarrassing, what I call the caste, cows, and peri stereotypes,
so
Indian gharaya aate hai. And then Indian gharaya ke kehte ki, nahi, hum same hai, there is no difference, ko sab same hai. Being same is a cop-out. When the person can't answer the question, what is distinct about your philosophy, or what is distinct about who you are. It's like a bad chef not able to explain what is distinct about his cuisine? A good chef should be able to explain कि ये हमारी cuisine में एक खासियत है. But जो बुरा जो जो इतना अच्छा chef नहीं है वो नहीं समझा पाएगा. वो कहेगा सब कुछ same है. अब ये चपाती क्या है? The same as pancake ही होता है. He might talk like that. But actually that is not genuine. So and I found that जो mainstream Americans हैं, white Americans, they are quite interested in understanding India from an authentic point of view. And if you explain to them how we are distinct, after all, people are learning yoga, meditation, vegetarianism, a lot of like animal rights to the, in this country entered from study of India, ecology, environmentalism. A lot of people went to India, studied these ideas philosophically, and brought them to this country in the 60s and 70s. So already interest in Indian civilization is there. Now it is for Indians to lead in explaining it and taking the American friends deeper.
Mm-hmm.
But typically when an American wants to ask his Indian a little bit about these things, the Indian ghabrayata, he can't really talk much. So explaining what, how we are distinct in a positive sense, I think is something that Indians need to understand. And there is a, there, you will find it amazing how Americans actually enjoy and appreciate learning about what is distinct about us, because it's a land of differences, it's a land of immigrants, and you're allowed to celebrate your difference. So I think the market for this book is both in India and overseas, and overseas market is both NRIs and non-Indian people.
Now, folks, if you just joined us, we're talking to Dr. Rajiv Lopraji, and he has written this book. He has written many, many books, and this is Being Different, which is a really very, very popular and must read. My other question to you is, see, like most of the time, we try to like show our identity through movies or through other things, you know, like for example, Sajid Ray. But you have to show poverty to get exposure in the West, or Slumdog Millionaire. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's not about us. Yeah.
It's somebody else's image of us.
Yeah, you know.
We are trying to dance to that tune.
Yes.
We are the Nautanki.
People think this is the image of India. There are so many other things I think India has to offer to the world, but they were never exhibited by the filmmakers or by the, I think this is really something which will drive the whole NRI clan to a different direction.
Yeah, I think... people in the first generation have been so busy basically settling down and becoming financially well off and so on. Didn't have time for these things. But I think next generation will have this problem. They will want to know more about who are we. When we're sitting around a table, the Chinese is very clear on the sense of history and greatness of China, 5,000-year-old culture, and they invented paper, and they invented silk and mathematics and astronomy, a lot of things they did. And then, you know, people of various countries that know all this about their heritage. What does the average Indian know? The sad thing is that the education system in India did not prepare us for this. The history books were written by Europeans, or wohi chala rahe hain, with some modifications. And the idea of Indian contributions to science, literature, philosophy, arts, not just spirituality, which is also a very big topic, but many, many areas. This kind of a positive history of India, positive sense of who we are, needs to be developed. And India mein abhi nahi hua. Abhi ye India mein, there is now a kind of a realization as India becomes economically more strong, has the money to do these kind of things. And we begin to run into China. And we realize that when the businessman goes, Chinese is very clear that the Chinese who is never embarrassed, not trying to hide it, not trying to show that I cream in the car, that I chitta baniya ho, ye baniya. It's very clear that I'm Chinese. Now, Indian businessmen are inviting me to give these kind of talks. I was hosted by the Young Presidents Organization in Chennai, which is an organization of people who are presidents under the 40, so all of these big industrial groups. And it was a very big success, and that video is on YouTube. And so as a follow-up, the Young Presidents Organization of Calcutta invited me. So I've given such talks to industrial groups, not just academic groups and universities and think tanks and so on, but also corporate leaders. So Indians realize that better knowledge of who we are, not just 5-minute talking points, but going, being able to really answer questions, really take on a debate. This is becoming important.
Folks, we'll be taking your calls in the second half of this program. We'll be just taking for a commercial, and we are talking to Dr. Rajiv Malhotra, who will be also a speaker. Please tell us, Dhanaji, when he'll be speaking at the Hindi Mahasav, which is happening coming weekend.
मेरा सभी लोगों से जो सुन रहे हैं आज का कार्यक्रम अनुरोध है कि आप लोग मई 20 रविवार को मॉडर्न मिडिल स्कूल और इसकी जानकारी हमारी वेबसाइट पर है www.hinduusa.org वहां पर एक फ्री प्रोग्राम है ये और उसमें आपको हास्य कवि सम्मेलन सुनने को मिलेगा और डॉक्टर राजीव मल्होत्रा जी की स्पीच जो है आज जिनको सुनने में मजा आ रहा है जो लोग नहीं सुन पाए आज तो वो लोग अवश्य आए रविवार मई 20 को
और ये कार्यक्रम फ्रॉम व्हाट टाइम टू व्हाट टाइम जी
ये हमारा कार्यक्रम बहुत महत्वपूर्ण है रविवार का हमारा ये कार्यक्रम शुरू होगा 10 बजे सुबह से जिसमें कविता पाठ का फायदा होगा और उसके बाद डॉक्टर राजेंद्र मोहता जी की स्पीच होगी और उसके बाद हास्य कवि सम्मेलन होगा तो स्पीच लगभग 2 बजे के आसपास होगी 1:30 से 2 बजे के बीच में तो मैं चाहता हूँ कि एक बजे से वो हॉल खचा कर भर जाए और अभी काफी हद तक हॉल भर चुका है और जो लोग देर से आएंगे तो हो सकता है कि उन्हें बैठने की जगह न मिले
जी फ्रॉम हिंदी USA द फाउंडर ऑफ हिंदी USA दुर्गा जी वेलकम
धन्यवाद कुमार जी भाइयों बहनों आज हम लोग बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण संवाद सुन रहे हैं कुमार जी और डॉक्टर राजीव मल्होत्रा जी के बीच में और जो लोग सुन रहे हैं मुझे और जो लोग दूसरों को भी बुला सके एक बहुत ही अच्छी हमारे पास एक अपॉर्चुनिटी है राजीव मल्होत्रा जी को सुनने के लिए हिंदी महोत्सव में जो कि 1920 मई को है 2 दिन का कार्यक्रम है जिसमें रविवार 20 मई को डॉक्टर राजीव मल्होत्रा जी का व्याख्यान होगा और हम आपको वहां पे प्रश्न उत्तर वाले भी सेशन रखेंगे तो आप उन अवश्य आए और उनकी बियॉन्ड डिफरेंट पुस्तक है वो भी हिंदी महोत्सव में उपलब्ध रहेगी और मात्र 20 डॉलर की पुस्तक है मुझे लगता है कि इस पुस्तक की जो कीमत है कम से कम 400-500 डॉलर होनी चाहिए जो भी हम लोग अफोर्ड कर सकते हैं लेकिन इसमें जो जानकारी दी गई है मुझे लगता है कि 1-2 मिलियन डॉलर से भी ज्यादा की जानकारी है एक एक शब्द एक एक वाक्य बहुत ही डीप गए हुए डॉक्टर मल्होत्रा जी उसमें और मैं चाहूंगा कि हर भारतीय ये पुस्तक पढ़े और अपन लोग इस कार्यक्रम को आगे बढ़ाते हैं
डॉक्टर मल्होत्रा एक बार फिर आपका स्वागत करते हैं
थैंक यू
So nice. I think I'm learning so much. I think we have really gone deep down, and I think our whole community should be proud of you. I think there's a new dawn, new sunrise, new path, new findings. And I think I feel that we all, those are totally lost in the midst of all this. And I think by reading your book, perhaps they might discover who they are and where they came and what is their path and which way they should go.
Yeah, you know, I found that a lot of us, a lot of our community are very comfortable being different within a certain space. So within a temple, in an ashram, in an Indian gathering. So we are very comfortable, you know, not having a facade, not putting on anything, no pretense and being ourselves. But when we go in outside of this space, it's very difficult for a lot of people to be themselves. So there is a dual life. It's a bipolar life. Mm-hmm. Life inside the temple or ashram or something like that, and then life outside, inside and outside are very different. And what I'm trying to figure, I figured out that this is a kind of an anxiety. It's a kind of, I call it difference anxiety. Chapter 1 is called difference anxiety, mm-hmm. which means anxiety that one is different. Whether the difference between you and me is due to race, religion, ethnicity, gender, whatever the difference may be, if I'm anxious that somebody is different from me, then I'm calling that difference anxiety. And the opposite of that is comfort with difference. difference with respect, even celebrating difference. Because our civilization, our Sanskriti is about celebrating difference. So we are not projecting difference, I'm not proposing projecting difference as a supremacy over others and knocking others down, but with respect. And our civilization welcomed people from all over the world for thousands of years. And never try to convert them, never try to impose on them. Indian civilization, which is called Sanskriti Kathleen, it went to all corners of Asia. Not only as Buddhist religion, but language, agriculture, astronomy. Some of the leading mathematicians and astronomers the Chinese emperors used to bring are from India. Nalanda, they used to send their top students to study in Nalanda, like today people come to Harvard to study. So we have 20 big universities in Bihar. In fact, Bihar, which means institution, is from where the word Bihar comes. So when I tell my Bihari friends, hey, the world itself, that region, they are all of North India actually. It was full of educational institutions, from Takshila, which is near Islamabad, to all over the east side of North India. Full of universities. So we were the world educators. And so many things originated here. Linguistics and grammar and calculus to Europe went via the Arabs. So this is something we must learn. We must understand these differences about us and our heritage. And the I was during Governor McGreevy's time.
Mm-hmm.
There was an Asian Commission, and I was one of the commissioners in that Asian Commission.
Uh-huh.
So one of the groups was Asian Studies, and I was made chairman of the Asian Studies program. Siva Singh was also helping coordinate that.
Mm-hmm.
So we were looking at how to introduce Asian Studies better in the American, in the New Jersey school system. And they had this couple of opportunities. One was a course called Civilization, Spread of Civilization, which every student has to study in some upper school. So I lobbied that under the Spread of Civilization, right now you're only showing Spread of European Civilization. How Europe went to Africa, they went to America, they went to Asia. So as if they are the ones who are spreading civilization. What about Indian Spread of Civilization to Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, China, Japan? You know, all the martial arts came from India. The Japanese will tell you that their language has been influenced by Sanskrit, that their martial arts came from there. Many of the Hindu deities you will find in Kyoto, in the Buddhist temples, you find that they have given them Japanese names, but they still respect that these are from India. Even Reiki came from India, to Japan. And much of Chinese civilization, the Chinese themselves will tell you, even till now they tell you, that much of Chinese civilization came from India. So this kind of knowledge, as a knowledge exporter, India was a R&D center for learning and exporting this knowledge, medicines, so many things. Now we've forgotten all that and become an importer of know-how, importer of knowledge, copycatting. So, you know, to become a world leader, it's not enough just to have military and money. You also need to have a sense of who you are.
Absolutely.
It's a foundation.
Mm-hmm.
For anyone aspiring to be a superpower, we have to get our act together in this department.
You know, I must really thank Devinder ji for, you know, bringing you to EBC Radio, and of course through EBC Radio, you are talking to so many allies out there, I think, who are today as really working, struggling to be the mainstream in America, which is not easy. Are you, what is your, advice to all these people who have lost their identity and they're just, going ahead, full steam, working hard, but they don't know who they are?
Yeah. So, this is something very interesting. Jewish people have a sense of history. They have a sense of who they are. Muslims have a training. Education, the madrasa, is not only relationship to God, but also a sense of community and sense of identity and history and so on, very much emphasized. And you will find this in most groups in this country. So now that we are established here, we are 3 million, and people are not looking for, material needs, at least most people are not. And the next generation is also coming very strongly. I think the time has come to invest in a serious sort of effort on the part of individuals to understand, study, read. So I am producing, I have a foundation called Infinity Foundation, based in Princeton where I live. And it's a non-profit I set up with my own funds 20 years ago. We are producing things which are intended for this kind of purpose. We have 9 volumes on history of Indian science and technology. This is the 9 volume we produced, total we're going to produce 20. And several other publications of that kind that we have. So the whole idea is to correct the portrayal of India, because it has been misportrayed a lot. School systems here, the media misportrayals, policy makers sometimes don't understand. And to correct all that is a very tough job, it will take a long time. But in my own small little tiny way, trying to do the best I can.
I think being different in your book, I can just tell all our listeners that I think this is a great opportunity that by reading just one book, you'll be so rich.
Well, there's a website I can refer them to, if may.
Please.
It's www.beingdifferentbook.com. And there we have maybe 50 videos of I've given of various events. I was in Washington, D.C., spoke to the IIT alumni, spoke to the HMI mission. I've spoken in the University of Toronto. I'm going back in 2 weeks. A lot of events in India. There's also a lot of articles and reviews about the book. So you can spend a lot of time in the website learning a great deal about all the things, all the discussions the book has generated. And you can also join a discussion group if you click join the discussion. We have over 3,000 members who have read the book, and they are actively discussing every day, posting messages and discussing different things in the book. So people can get involved in a more serious way than just reading the book. They can also get involved in debating these issues and trying to implement them in their own lives.
Folks, if any of you would like to speak to Dr. Ruchi Malhotra, the author of Being Different, we'll take a call, 732-297-9886. The number in the studio is 732-297-9886 is the number. And I think it will be a great opportunity to speak to him about his book. You can ask him any question. And who knows, he might be kind enough to give you a book. You never know. 732-297-9886. And please tell our listeners, what other books are you writing at this time?
Well, my the next 6 more volumes, which are in different stages of being ready, I've been researching for 20 years, are on how a whole lot of Western civilization, including science, including neuroscience, cognitive science, many kinds of areas of Western thought have been influenced by India. So I want to discuss, like, for instance, there's one volume on how the cutting edge of neuroscience today is being driven by the study in American institutions like Mayo Clinic and Harvard and National Institute of Mental Health. They're studying meditators from India. They're studying Hindu yogis and Buddhist meditators in order to understand the brain and the mind and how it works. And this is something that Indians don't even know about, that it is not some backward primitive culture which is obsolete, but it is at the cutting edge of modern science.
Let's take a call. Welcome to our show. Good evening. How are you?
Hi, good evening. Good evening to Mr. Ramanopra. It is a pleasure listening. It's such a pleasure and enlightening experience to listen to him.
But thank you.
Mr. Ramanopra, you know, something that your books do, I'm a very fast reader and I read a lot of books, but your books seem to take a long time because they cannot be just read. They need to be really understood.
Sorry.
And if I read a page, I need to stop for half an hour and think about it and understand it. And I think that's how we should read it. And that's why when I see certain arguments and all, they just come up without, I speak without a deeper understanding of what you're trying to say.
Well, I'm very
glad
to meet a reader who is a serious reader like you are, obviously. I wrote it, spending hours and days meditating before writing a few pages, so these books have taken a long time.
Yes. The one thing that I was very impressed was when I read your book, I'm actually reading like in India now. And I was really amazed that 1/4 of the book, your textbook, is actually the biography.
Yes.
Now,
there's a lot of...
I am very, 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 very impressed. And what it has done to me was, I used to write in my journal that this is happening. And people used to make fun of me if I used to talk about it. But when you came out with the book, it says, oh my God, I was right.
So what is your journal? Tell us where you're writing this.
No, I used to, in my own personal journal.
Oh, I see your personal life. Okay.
No, because people used to think I'm crazy, including my husband.
Well, on the 20th, I'm giving the talk, as Govinda ji said.
I'm a teacher there. Actually, I'm a teacher there, and I have to be there.
Wonderful.
Whatever. I will see you. I've met you before. I'll see you again on 20th, and I hope to have you.
Please don't call up by the way. Please come to Monroe Middle School in the Monroe Township on Sunday, May 20th, for a wonderful talk by Dr. Raju Mahata.
I'm not sure. I'm here. I'm here.
You're an expert over there, please. Please allow the volume of your radio. Thank you.
Dr. Mahata?
Yes?
Yes, the mind is good. I would like to give this kind of book to my son, you know, because although we have been very aware and we try to educate them, I think, like you say, because of the education system they have been brought up here, they kind of brainwashed them into thinking negatively about our Indian stereotype, you know, including casteism and all that, which is all nonsense.
I would suggest you and your son should come for the event on the 20th. And I would be delighted to meet you there, and it would be wonderful to spend time together. Such a thing as a dharma modernity, like there is Western modernity, the Chinese are claiming there is a very distinct Chinese modernity. Dharma is not something which is sort of, just for nostalgia about what happened once upon a time. It is something living. It has ideas and resources for health, because a lot of the new healing systems are based on our dharma. It has ideas about mind and evolution of mind, about education system, about environmentalism, about human rights. So dharma is something that can be applied in so many dimensions of modern life. And that's what I'm trying to do, not advocating that people have to give up a modern life and go back to some very old style of living. So I'm really glad that to hear what you said, and I hope to see you on the 20th.
And folks, I would like to thank Dr. Rajiv Mahataji, and you must read his book. I know there's so many people who want to talk to him, but I think the only way you can talk to him is that you must come to Hindi Mahasav, which is right here in Monroe Middle School. And Dr. Mahataji, if you want to buy, you can buy the book from there, being different. And Dhanaji, please.
Yes, I mean, also,
comes up. Very nice.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to many more opportunities on ABC talking to you. And I think this is, I think somebody has to do what you are doing to making people understand. And I think we have just totally wrapped around with this wrapper, which is candy. And you know, I think we have lost our identity in this world.
I'm so glad to be here. I enjoyed the callers' interactions, and I look forward to interacting more on the 20th. And thank you, Devendraji, for organizing this, and thank you for being a wonderful host. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you so much.